Leave it there. The ocean was 4,000 meters, 13,120 feet deep, where the Titanic lay. The water was black. Some people tried to find the ship, but without success. In 1985, Robert Ballard and Jean Jarry were looking for the ship. There were 23 crew and 23 scientists on their ship, the Nore. The team was using a submarine without a crew to search the bottom of the ocean. They worked for weeks and found nothing. Then, on September 1st, they saw pieces of metal on the ocean floor. Soon, they couldn't believe what the camera was showing them. There was a big, dark shape in the water. It was the front part of the Titanic. The crew and scientists of the Nore were silent for a minute as they remembered the dead of the Titanic. When the ship was discovered, some of the mysteries of the Titanic were solved. The front part of the ship lay 600 meters, 1,970 feet, from the back. So the Titanic did break in two as it sank. Before the ship was discovered, people weren't sure about this. The ship sank 21 kilometers, 13 miles, from the position that Jack Phillips and Harold Bride gave on the radio. Ballard and his team returned the next year to look at more of the ship. All of the wood was gone, but some things on the ship looked almost new. Ballard's pictures of the Titanic became very famous, but Ballard didn't bring anything up from the Titanic. He wanted to leave it all at the bottom of the ocean. In 1987, the ship was visited by a team with a different idea. This time, the scientists went down in the submarine. They brought 1,800 things up from the Titanic. A box from the ship was even opened on a French TV show. It was empty. Many of the survivors were angry about all of this. When Ballard was asked for his opinion, he said, "In a word, sad." This didn't stop the French team returning a few years later. They brought 3,600 things up from the Titanic. What will the future of the Titanic be? One businessman wants to sell trips to the ship. Will anyone ever bring the ship back up from the bottom of the ocean? Survivor Eva Hart hoped not. Before her death in 1996, she said, "Leave it there."